This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we haven't even talked about your weekend. I called you. I think it was Saturday.
No, it was Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
You FaceTimed me.
Yes,
I was shaving and in my Stafford room.
Which we will get to in a moment. But
oh, we
I
are
want you
talk
to
talk about that.
No, I want you to update all of us first on the scrubbing of your computer and remind everyone first why, in case they missed our very important episode last week.
Yeah, so it was last Tuesday. It was a week ago tomorrow that I was at my home in my office doing show prep. Your computer is in the process of being hacked. Do not turn it off. This is Microsoft IT, blah, blah, blah. I did everything wrong. And I called the number on the screen.
Yep.
And I talked with Nancy Miller, whose real name is not Nancy Miller.
Nancy Miller is now a verb that we use with other colorful language around the office.
Which is to say, whenever you get screwed by somebody, you just got Nancy Millered. And I literally, they knocked on the door of my computer and I opened the door for them. And they, thank God I don't online bank or, you know, buy a lot of stuff online. So they didn't get anything. I literally spent all last week trying to fix everything that potentially Nancy Miller could ruin for me. Closing my checking account, reestablishing another one, getting on the phone with AT&T because now, you know, I can't pay my bills through them. And so I had to give them the new routing number, et cetera, et cetera. On Friday, I had Cody Akins come over and he scrubbed my computer for about an hour. He literally found the virus.
Oh, he found the one.
Yes.
Nancy Miller.
He found the Nancy Miller that came in on Tuesday at 11:14 a.m. It was actually, I think that was Eastern time because it was at 10:14 when my computer went. And so Cody came over. He was awesome. If you want him, you can find him online. He is brilliant at computer, everything PC, everything I'm not. And he scrubbed my computer. It took about an hour. And he said, you're all good?
How often does he say he has to do this? Because thank God you realized what had happened.
Yeah.
Because you guys, if you missed last week, please go back on podcast and find it. What Scott was saying all day was, well, they're not going to get anything from me because I never gave them my credit card number. I never gave them my credit card. That's not what they need to physically move into your computer and gain access to everything you own. All they need is when they give you these directions to just key in a couple of these strokes.
I'll tell you what they are.
I don't want you to say exactly what to key in.
I think people need to know.
Well, if anyone in a third party is telling you to swipe some things on your you know, space bar plus control plus five, I don't want to give out. That's how you gain third party access to someone's computer.
So I'll just say this. She told me at one point to put my use one finger to put your finger on the Microsoft Windows button on the bottom left.
Yep.
And then there was a letter. I'll say it was Z. It wasn't.
Yep.
And then press down on both of those at the same time and then remove them at the same time. And then tell me what's on your screen. And I remember I kept having to type in net stat. And all I'm doing, I'm on the phone with my own hacker and I don't even know it.
Yep.
And what I'm literally doing is opening the door to my computer for her. And so what they do is they stall. And there was a lot of times she said, okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to go get the incident report. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hang up.
No, while they are stalling to, quote, help you get back online on your computer.
They're literally going through my computer.
They're scrubbing your computer. They're looking for Amazon. If you have Google passwords, you know, that saves all your passwords, you're hosed.
And they were hoping that I online banked.
Yep.
Thank God I don't and didn't. But all the while, they're just completely stalling and going through everything on your computer. And they can go like a week back or longer. And so when Cody was over, he was like, I have to go through all of your, Sam, what's the word I'm looking for here?
The guts of your computer.
Programs, files.
Everything that you've looked at online.
Yeah.
And I go, that's fine, you know.
Search history.
Yes.
Search your naughty naughties.
No. There were no naughty naughties on that computer. And so he just scrubbed it, and it took about an hour. And he was very professional. He's really good. And I should be okay. But if you get a from Microsoft, do not believe it. And when it says, do not turn your computer off, turn your computer off.
Yep.
If anybody on the phone, other than somebody that you initiated the call with, somebody like Cody Akins, who is there to fix your problem, not cause your problem, if they tell you to open the run window, because that's, I'm assuming the letter that we're not saying was what that was, and then type in a program, they're doing nefarious things.
I'll tell you, this happened to Joe, and Apple called them, and it was Apple. It came in on his phone as Apple. And they said, hey, we just figured out your cloud has been hacked. And the guy was normal, Scott. He sounded professional. Yep. He knew what he was talking about. And he's like, look, I don't want you to give me your password or anything like that, but we need to make sure that your account information is safe. And so I want you to just go on your laptop right now. You got it there? Yep. Okay. And then I want you to key in these things. I told you this. Joe got all the way to the end of the transaction. And on his computer, it popped up, warning, you are about to give someone third-party access to your computer. And he had the wherewithal to say, ah. And you know what the guy on the other end of the phone said? He goes, sir, I absolutely understand. If you need to, just go into Apple. So it seemed so legitimate. And Joe said, look, there's an Apple down the store from me. I live in Leawood. I'll go down there.
Right.
Joe walks in, says, hey, someone's hacked me. You guys called me. And Apple looked at him and said, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
We would never call you. That was a hacker, and I'm so glad you did not key in those strokes.
I did.
And nothing on your computer said warning you're about to give someone else access to your computer?
No, and they were very polite. I remember at one point I said, you know, because she said somebody had used your IP address and downloaded child porn at 4:40 in the morning, and I go, hang on. I said, am I in legal trouble?
Yeah.
For this, I said, I was asleep at 4:40 in the morning. And she goes, sir, we're gonna get you through this. Everything's going to be just fine. Little did I know, her buddy, who later came on the line about 40 minutes into this.
Greg
is literally scouring through my computer looking for anything and everything financial.
A number of people on text line are wondering, how did this happen in the first place?
I don't know. Cody didn't know.
Well, wait, but we did have a computer expert say it was a hidden pop-up type virus.
Yeah.
It could have been something you clicked on Facebook, mm-hmm. Scott.
And he said, link anywhere.
Any link anywhere. He said the hackers have gotten so good.
So they're buying ads on Facebook.
They're buying ads, and then you click on it, and now they could freeze your computer. Because we had asked the same thing, you guys. It makes sense. Like, well, how were they able to freeze Scott's computer? Because your computer did freeze.
It did.
And then this thing came up that said, call this number. So you're like, okay, it's Microsoft. I'm going to call.
And it looked totally legit.
It was a pre-virus that somehow got into your computer that froze it, that allowed them to say, hey, call this 1-800 number. We're standing by to help you.
What Cody told me on Friday was, these scammers are buying ads on ABCnews.com, Facebook, you know, all the websites that I go to do show prep.
And it's usually something you can't refuse, like get an Apple Watch for $50. Like, what? And, $50 for an Apple Watch?
But I never click on that stuff.
It could be something you didn't even know, or you just don't even know.
He goes, if you even moved your mouse onto it and tried to delete it to make it go, hit the X to make it go away, you may have activated the virus.
Yeah,
that's how they get into your computer, and they didn't have access to anything except the screen of my computer. It was only when I hit the Microsoft Windows bar or button. And then I'll just tell you, it was the letter R. She said, press down on the Microsoft Windows button and R at the same time.
And that's not like a hacker secret. That just opens the run window. Anybody with decent computer knowledge knows that.
Okay, I don't have decent computer
knowledge. I don't either.
I understand.
And I literally opened the door.
I've been listening to you say, I won't say the letter for 3 days now. And I'm like, most people know the letter.
It's R. It was R. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not going to get into the politics of this because they do break it down between Democrats and Republicans. Who cares? But when it comes to Gen Z, only 40% of Gen Zers say they are proud to be American. 6 in 10 millennials and 70% of Gen X and boomers. But only 40% of Gen Z say they are proud to be American. Moving on quickly.
I'm not going to go there.
The suspect in the firebombing attack on people marching to support Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado earlier this month will now be charged with first-degree murder after one of the victims has died. The DA's office said that Karen Diamond, 82 years of age, died as a result of severe injuries that she suffered in the June 1st attack. Is Karen Diamond the one who went through the Holocaust?
We would have to go back and look, but I believe so, Scott.
I'm trying to see if it says in the story if she's the one that went through the Holocaust. Anyway, first-degree murder is now one of the charges in that case. And what in the Sam Hill happened in Idaho?
Yes. I've been waiting for you to bring that up.
So apparently in Idaho over the weekend, some guy, and he's been identified as Wes Rowley, sets a fire, a brush fire. The fire department shows up, and he ambushes them, killing two of the firefighters, then takes his own life. I mean, what in the fresh Sam Hill?
So he lured
correct
the firefighters
correct
by setting a fire.
They show up. He's waiting in the bush. They get out to put this fire out, and he murders them.
So more than 300 law enforcement officers from numerous agencies responded, as did the FBI. As evening fell, the authorities used cell phone data to a home nearby, found the suspect, and located the body. He said that the body was then moved because the fire was spreading rapidly, and suspect was dead. But I'm assuming, Scott, they want an autopsy. They want to know what, why. Here's the other deal. The sheriff said that officials did not believe that the suspect was the same man who called to report the fire. So did the suspect start the fire, then someone else call? They're saying they don't think the suspect's the one who called 911.
Okay. Well, somebody was going to call 911. Yes. Regardless.
Yes.
Somebody says they don't know that he took his own life. They just found him dead. Well,
a more recent update I saw said that they aren't sure where the bullet came from. They did say some gunfire was exchanged once they found him, so they're not sure if he took his own life.
And he was found dead with a gun. And correct. So I think they're trying to figure out in the, I'm going to say panic, but the back and forth with what was going on and the opening fire on our safety officials, where did that bullet come from? But as to why, they have no idea.
And I was watching, I think it was CNN this morning. They don't know if he had some beef with the fire department, with specific firefighters.
His grandparents today said he had been working toward trying to apply to become a firefighter.
And let me guess, didn't make the cut.
I don't know.
It's raining again.
Yeah, well, we asked for it, and here we go.
I'm loving it.
I am, too. Apparently, we have enough signatures to force a recall vote on Frank White.
Good. Have you seen the buttons they're handing out?
Frank White, you're out.
Nice.
So these are verified signatures.
Yes. As of last week, they were 220 signatures short. Obviously, something happened over the weekend. They now have enough verified signatures, according to the story from Channel 5, to force a recall election on Frank White. Once one of Kansas City's most beloved people.
What happens and when? That's always what I ask. So they have the signatures. This now goes to a special election?
Says here, the next step in the recall effort is for the Jackson County Legislature to accept the signatures. Then a public election would be scheduled to allow voters to decide whether White should remain in office or be recalled.
Okay, I'm calling it right now. I want your percentage of yes recall to no, and I've already got the number in my mind.
Well, let's see, 67% voted no on the property tax extension for new stadiums due to their distaste for how the property tax assessment.
But that was before, Sam, the commercial businesses and small business owners in Kansas City started getting 1,000% hikes in their property taxes, which are forcing the closure of small businesses in Kansas City.
We haven't even talked about that little nugget yet.
Oh, it's unconscionable what is happening to some of the coffee shops and small businesses.
I hope, and I've met Frank White, and
give me the number.
5545.
It's 92-8. Write it down that at 3:26 on this day, I am telling you, when that recall goes to a vote, it will be 92%-8. Because at any given time that he is out, any given time, about 8% of the people who go to the polls have no idea what's going on. But this is a special election. So if you are going to go to the polls for this election,
you're driven.
You know exactly what you are. That's not like when you and I get in the booth and you're like the judge. I mean, do we keep the judges in? I don't know mm-hmm. who this judge is. Mm-hmm. The people that are going to the polls for this recall election are passionately ticked off. 92-8. Write it down.
I mean, we talked about the stadiums on Friday, and half of our callers brought up the property tax assessment debacle.
I was shocked, by the way, how invested people are in the stadiums. Whether they stay in Jackson County, whether they go to Wyandotte County.
I want to go back to the vote. Who, if I'm saying 92-8, I'm not going to waver from that.
Okay.
Who would be the 8% that would favor keeping him in? Please explain to me who are the 8. He's going to have family members. He's going to have close friends. But even like when you get in that room by yourself, you're like, look, Frank, I like you. But I mean, look, I can't afford my property taxes.
People who recognize the name and don't read the news.
If you recognize the name and you don't read the news, you are not going to vote in this special election.
You may be right.
Special elections usually have pretty
low
turnout.
10%.
If you're going to the 15. Polls on this, you are ticked.
I would say it's at least 80-20.
Really?
At least.
92-8, write it down.
I'm not going to write it down. Just remember it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. They have enough signatures. It was 42,902 signatures that they needed to get. They got them to force a recall vote on Jackson County Executive Frank White. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The telephone number is 913-586-7798. They have the required 42,902 verified signatures to put on the ballot a recall of Jackson County Executive Frank White. Sam, we have a statement from Mr. White.
As we were talking about it, this across the desk from KSHB at 3:30, so 4 minutes ago, Frank White has responded with an update that comes with a title. This is about power, not policy. Today's announcement is simply a procedural step, not a verdict. Meeting a signature threshold doesn't decide anything. What it does reveal is how far certain interests are willing to go to punish elected officials who refuse to cave to political pressure and backroom stadium subsidy deals. This effort is being led and funded by dark money groups and self-interested insiders who were denied a blank check for a bad stadium deal. They didn't get what they wanted. And now they're trying to buy political revenge. This recall isn't about public service. It's about private gain.
No, it's about appraisals.
By those who want county government to work for them and not the people. But I was elected to serve my taxpayers, not special interests, and I won't be bullied into selling out the residents of Jackson County. We will shine a light on what's really behind the undemocratic partisan push.
Wait.
The public deserves to know who is trying to buy influence, rewrite the truth, and weaponize the recall process.
Now, let me tell you this, Sam. If you want to have the conversation that the stadiums got all wrapped up with this because they wanted a version of the new stadiums that he did not, we can have that conversation.
Yep.
This recall election has nothing to do with the stadiums.
I agree.
It is not only residential property taxes and the people that lost their homes or are in jeopardy of losing their homes. And add on that, now the small business owners who are saying we cannot go from paying $5,000 a year to $100,000 a year as a coffee shop. We are closing our store. Look it up. Look at all the businesses that say they're closing in the last couple of weeks because of the wonky commercial building assessments.
This is tone deaf. And to your point, Dana, this was about in 2023, people getting 300-400 percentage increases in their appraisals. Then the county legislature saying, well, we're going to fix this. And now all of a sudden, people are getting 300-500% increases again. And where is Frank White? Where is the empathy? Where's the sympathy with what these people, these business owners, are going through? 913-586-7798. Well, go ahead, Sam.
He did mention multiple times in this that he is for the taxpayer. That's all he does every day in office is work for the taxpayer.
But yet he has never once said, you know what, we have a problem and we're going to fix it.
But he said he works for the taxpayer.
But he doesn't.
That's what he said.
Okay. John in Kansas City. John, hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I just Googled the population of Jackson County, and in 2020, it was just over 700,000 people. So if Dana's right that 10% of people show up for special elections, that's give or take 70,000 people. If there's 42,000 signatures, every one of those is going to be a vote to recall, and that's already over 50%.
The only thing I would say to you, John, and let me challenge you on that if I could, if that were the case, then Clay Chastain would have had his gondolas down at Union Station. Because even Clay Chastain was able to get enough signatures to force a vote on a light rail system in Kansas City.
Well, I guess we'll see, but I agree with Dana. I don't know about 92-8, but you know, I believe they're probably already halfway there in terms of, you know, getting the votes needed to recall.
But John, you have to ask yourself the backwards way, which was what I did a moment ago. Let's say it's 92-8. You have to ask yourself, who are 8% of voters that would go to a special election to retain someone that has had all of these issues pop up in the last 2 years? I don't know that you could find out of 100 people, 8 people that would say, oh, I think he's doing a great job. You're just not going to. There, at least if you live in Kansas City proper, if you didn't get socked with property taxes, you're worried you might.
When was the last election for the Jackson County executive?
Oh, gosh.
That's a great question.
Years? 2 years?
Well, if it was 2 years ago.
For re-election?
He was riding high on the very controversy that they want to recall him for. And yet people still put him back in office.
But his term ends January 1 of 2027.
So he was re-elected in 2023.
Right. So he got reelected and then everything started rolling out with.
You're wrong on your time. Now, I don't want to say, I want to say you have to look at the timing differently. He was put back into office on name recognition alone. Then the dumpster fire of the property tax assessments hit.
Okay.
He was basically unopposed as well in 2023, if I remember correctly.
And the problem is Manny Abarca would be the go-to to challenge him, to take him down. And yet Manny Abarca now has the legal issues that face him with this ongoing divorce, with the not bringing the kid back. So who takes the reins of the Jackson County Legislature, the executive office, if he is removed from office?
I think someone will step in to fill that vacuum. And I'm not even so sure it's not Manny Abarca. We have to wait for that to play out in court.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you want to be part of the program, the recall of Frank White now has enough signatures that it could end up going to the ballot sometime later this year. Frank White, of course, as everyone knows, has incredible name recognition, was once a beloved member of this community, still is. Let's be honest. But he is now saying, and it's a weird statement. Can you bring that up on Channel 41's website? he's talking about these dark money, conspiracy theories.
People don't care.
No.
They're not going to the polls to recall him with, by the way, a baseball logo that says, Frank, you're out. They're going because of the property taxes.
Hilarious, by the way.
Let's go to Eric in Kansas City. Eric, hello.
Hey, so John said that the population of Jackson County is 700,000, but not 700,000 people can vote. All the kids can't vote. All the people that aren't registered can't vote and all that. So that number goes way down. But I still think that he's going to get voted out. But anyway, I just wanted to correct those numbers a little bit.
No, no, it's a fair point. I would guess probably 400,000 plus would be eligible to vote. Or potentially could vote, if that, and I agree with Dana's number on a special election like this, if you get 10%, you're lucky. So if there are 400,000 people who are technically eligible to vote, you might get 40,000. But keep in mind, everybody who signs this petition, that doesn't mean that they're going to come out and vote. Again, I point to Clay Chastain. And he got enough signatures to put the gondola on the ballot. It won. I remind everyone, it won. And the Kansas City City Council said, nope, we can't do it. It's not financially feasible.
But with the number of complaints that we have heard, 54,000, by the way, in 2023 filed an appeal, I would be willing to bet that the true number of people who felt that they were wronged by the county in that property tax assessment is far more than 54,000. A certain number of them just didn't take the time to file an appeal and go through the process. Yep. So of all the people that complain, if this recall special vote happens and it is shot down and he is not recalled, you don't have a right to complain anymore.
Joey in Blue Springs, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
We're doing well, thanks.
Good, go ahead.
Well, Dana, I think you're absolutely right. The people are very, very angry. I live in Blue Springs. I have a modest home. And in the last year, our mortgage has gone up $1,400 just in taxes.
$1,400?
A month?
Yes, a month. A month. Oh my God. And we have a fairly modest home. I mean, it's a nice home, don't get me wrong. But nobody's being held accountable. We filed an appeal, and we've heard nothing. You get sent to one department, that department sends you to another department, and you just basically get ran around.
We forgot about the long lines, Joey. We forgot about the long lines. People were saying they were standing in line for hours to try and fight it to no avail.
Yeah, my wife has spent countless hours online, trying to do it online.
How are you making ends meet?
Well, me and my wife both have good jobs, and, you know, we're in our older years. You know, we put our kids through college, Marines, and all this good stuff. They moved out. They're living their lives, and we were living our best life, and now we're living paycheck to paycheck, basically. Hmm. So that's where we're at with this whole thing. And I tell you, I feel like if I ever see Frank White, I'm going to go in angry ape mode.
Okay,
on
all right, all right, all right.
Let's not do that. listen to this. Business owners are reporting dramatic increases in property valuations, with some facing increases ranging from 600 to 1100%. Okay. Now, we talked about this with homeowners. It's crippling.
Right.
With a business, the coffee shop that we're talking about in the West Bottoms saw its assessment jump from $106,000 a year to $773,900.
Unsustainable.
The building was valued at $400,000. That's with the old valuation.
Okay.
It is now valued at $2.7 million. Businesses are saying, you think you can't afford your homeowner's property? Right. There's no way a coffee shop or a record store or anyone running a small business, the backbone
the
of
margins
our city,
are so
the
small.
Margins are, even if your margins aren't small, you can't go from 100 grand to 800 grand.
And so where is, back to my earlier point, where is Frank White with the empathy, with the sympathy for people who are being priced out of their own home, people who are being priced out of their own business?
They're hiding behind the law. They're saying, well, the law says this is always the way it should be.
The law says it shouldn't go up more than 15%.
But you remember when it was the homeowners, they were, especially his number one in charge beneath him, was saying, well, the law says we have to do this. And I said, BS. If the law says you should have been doing this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, You can't hold all of that back and then pop everybody at once.
Where is all this money going?
That's another good question.
That's a great question. Dana, scroll a little further down in that story and take a look at who they hired to run the assessments this year.
It's
remember,
the same company.
2 years ago, when we had all these assessments that were so egregiously wrong, we hired a company called Tyler Technologies.
Do not tell me they are still the ones that are getting the money to do the job.
Yes.
And if you scroll down in that story, you'll see that the company that they hired to do the assessments in 2025?
Tyler.
I'm telling you, I'd like to change my percentage from 92.8 to 99.1, and the one is just going to be all of his family members.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So F1 did okay over the weekend?
Yeah.
$50-something million?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt? Whose home, by the way, was burglarized last week?
It is supposed to be so realistic that he learned how to drive 200 miles an hour. And he's always been, you know, like an adrenaline junkie kind of guy. But this is not we're pretending to be a race car driver. They actually drove.
It also puts into perspective how much of a sport racing is. I know we always joke on the radio.
Oh, it's huge.
What's a sport and what's not? No, NASCAR always comes up that it's not a sport.
No.
When you take in the strength to be at the G's that you're at for 4 hours straight, going around those turns and having to have complete precision,
it is
a sport.
Yeah, I think auto racing is a sport.
By the way, F1, the movie, $144 million globally. It is an Apple outfit. This is from Apple. This is Apple's big first box office hit with easily its biggest. Easily its biggest opening yet. Apple original films is what it's called.
Didn't Jurassic World Rebirth come out this weekend as well, or Reborn, whatever it's called?
That I'm not sure, but against F1, I bet F1 beat it. Can we listen to a trailer, Sam, or is it just meow, meow?
It is a lot of very suspenseful music.
Meow,
and then, yeah.
Meow.
Rebirth. Jurassic World Rebirth comes out July 2nd.
Listen to this. Oh, car racing movies historically have struggled in theaters. Crash and burn cases include Ron Howard's Rush, Michael Mann's Ferrari. But Elf 1, built off the Formula One fandom, stirred up by the popular series Formula One Drive to Survive, right after Top Gun coming out, and this guy produced it, the same Top Gun guy, they say this is an adult-oriented action, quote, thrill ride.
The guys want to see it because of the racing. The ladies want to see it because of
Brad Pitt.
I think you would love it, Scott. I think you would love it because you like the big, you know, to go to a theater, it's got to be something where, to me, I'm not going to go see a rom-com at the theater. It's got to be something that's, oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was premature, though.
I'm all in.
You okay, buddy?
Nope.
Everything all right? Days of Thunder did well back in the
80s. It did okay, but that was more like...
What about Fast and Furious? I mean, granted, those aren't auto racing themed,
in the traditional sense,
but it's car-centric.
Those movies were amazing.
By the way...
The audience reaction, by the way, has an A
so good.
In CinemaScore.
Never in a million years did I think I would find Fast and Furious to be entertaining.
Now, I will say Vin Diesel is putting on some weight. They had a story in the
New York
Post
today. He's not so fast and not so furious?
I don't know. He still looks pretty cut, but they had a story in the New York Post today that said, Vin Diesel rocks new physique after not being seen for a long time. And his new physique is like 40 pounds more than he had.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to, you know, get older.
I've gained a couple of
pounds.
Lose
a step or two.
I could stand to lose 20. Easy.
It was just really funny to me that we had a whole story about his new physique, and it's like, what? Why we got to fat shame the guy?
Why do we fat shame people?
I don't know. Like it was a whole story on the New York Post.
I'm not fat shaming him. I'm just saying that he traditionally, like The Rock and a handful of others, was just always very, very, very
fit.
Chiseled fit. Not fit, but like the
super
big
fit.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah. Ripped.
Ripped shoulders and pecs fit. But you can't, I don't want to say you can't sustain that your entire life. Like, even Arnold Schwarzenegger at age, what is he?
Oh, he's
almost
easily,
80.
He's 70
you're not
yeah.
going to still look like that. Like, well, but Lou Ferrigno,
when he was in here a couple years ago, still looks good.
He did.
I wouldn't fight him.
Best racing movie of all time?
I don't know.
Oh.
Talladega Nights.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Shake and bake.
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's right.
Shake and bake.
Dang it, Bobby. I was high when I said that.
To thank sweet baby Jesus. Eight pounds, three ounces.
You don't have to keep calling him baby Jesus, honey.
913-586-7798. When we get back, Dana's trip to Home Depot yesterday morning. It's a runs, do not walk. We'll get to that in just a moment. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast, available anytime you want. Anywhere you go, just go to kmbz.com. We'll see you right after the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.